I'm Brandi Cruz. Welcome to episode 4 of our special series, Truth Tellers. I'm really excited about today's guest. She has become, at 15 years old, one of the most critical voices in the fight to protect girls' sports. Her name is Annalee Wilson, and she first started speaking out about these issues after she lost the Junior Olympics track meet in Washington State to a biological boy. Now, I became acquainted with Annalee after introducing her at an event in Wenatchee, where she delivered a heartfelt speech to 500 adults.
Here I am, speaking up, hoping that adults will step up and do what is right to protect and keep women's sports fair and safe for biological girls.
We're happy to talk to Annalee today and to celebrate her as an important truth teller. Annalee, welcome to Undivided.
Hi.
You're an internet superstar. The internet loves you.
Yes, maybe.
Is it weird to you to have so many people like watch that video?
It's not weird, but it's kind of crazy to me. Like, I hear about my mom telling me how many people have watched it now, and I'm like, that's really crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it has to make you feel good because there's that many people who watched it for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had the privilege of meeting you already and meeting you at that event.
Mm-hmm.
So you were super nervous. I'll tell people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I was getting there and I was emceeing, and you and your mom were like, hey, she wants to talk to you about how do we do this and stuff. I mean, because you'd never done anything like that before,
never.
Right?
Mm-mm.
So why do it?
Because I knew I needed to speak up and say what needed to happen and tell my experience.
Yeah. In talking to that group of adults, there's like 500 people there. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you would end up sharing that message with millions of people eventually. But what was important for you to try to get across to them?
That it wasn't fair for me or that transgender athlete, and that I wasn't trying to put hate on that transgender athlete, but that I'm just trying to make things better for the both of us.
No matter where you stand, failing to protect women's sports is wrong. So much hate and conflict has come from both sides. The things I have heard about this transgender athlete and me are awful and damaging. I am only 14 and I shouldn't have to deal with these kinds of adult issues.
Yeah, I think that's a part that stuck out to me too, is you showed a lot of empathy for transgender athletes. Like, this isn't working for us and it's not working for them.
Yeah.
And I think that's important because adults sometimes fail to show that empathy. And mm-hmm. I think if you don't, we're not going to be able to make change if people make it too personal.
Yeah.
So share your story for people who pretend people watching have no idea what you went through and why you're talking about this topic.
Okay. So in eighth grade for track, I love track. I've been doing it for a long time. You can end up qualifying for something called the Junior Olympics, which is like a big track meet at the end for like, it's kind of like regionals almost.
Because that's like more of a high school thing to go to like state.
Yeah, so it wasn't like high school,
yeah,
but it was still like a big deal. So I ended up qualifying for the mile and the 800. And the mile was the race that I competed against the transgender athlete in, which I had no idea it was a transgender athlete until the end of the race.
Mm-hmm.
So we ran a race. I ended up getting second, and we were standing on the podium, and people looked like mad down below. And I thought maybe they were mad at me for a second. And I was like, wait, what did I do? And then as I was up there, I overheard someone say something about like, oh, that's a guy or something. And then as I got down off the podium, I found out that it was actually a transgender athlete, and then that was a boy I had raced against. And like the moment I found that out, it was just like this disappointed, just like all that hard work just didn't matter.
Yeah. When I was in sports and I ran the same stuff in track, I probably wasn't as good as you, but I ran the same events, but you knew meet to meet before you even went who was going to be there and how you'd kind of match up against them generally, right? Like,
yeah.
You knew if there's, oh, so-and-so is going to be there, they're really good. Like, you kind of understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So you hadn't heard that there was going to be this athlete who might smoke you?
Yeah, never. I didn't know until the end of the race.
I've seen some crazy adults on the internet saying, well, she should have known looking that she was running against a man. Like, that didn't...
Yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't
know.
Think about it, yeah.
Mm-mm. I didn't. I would never assume that would happen here, like in Washington, in a small town to me specifically.
Yeah.
So I had no idea.
So personally speaking, because you, let's just be honest, you're pretty good, right? Like,
I mean,
come on, your parents are here. Like, she usually wins. Is that the vibe I'm getting? She's like, you're pretty good, obviously, right? Because you're at the Junior Olympics. You got second. The only person you lost to was someone who biologically it would have been very, very difficult for you to beat. So I can tell you take it seriously. So what was it like mm-hmm. for you personally as an eighth grader to lose and lose in that way?
Losing wasn't necessarily the problem. It was mm-hmm. just that, like, after it happened, it's just, like, everyone told me, you have to deal with it. I mean, not everyone, obviously, but, like, mm-hmm. other people that were on the transgender athlete side more. They were like, you just have to deal with it. That's how it is now. And I just knew that was wrong because that's a guy, yeah. a boy who shouldn't be competing against girls. It's not fair.
What did your parents tell you after?
After they just said that I should speak up because we all knew that it was wrong mm-hmm. and that I wanted something to change and for things to get better, that I can use my voice and say something about it.
That must have seemed like a like a daunting sort of task. Like, you want me to do what?
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you, even when we don't consider talking up publicly like this, I mean, amongst your friends or even your coaches, were people willing to talk about it?
Yeah, I had a lot of coaches, teachers, all my friends. They mm-hmm. all supported me. I had a lot of teachers come up to me after the event and tell me, like, they were sorry that happened. And as I started speaking up more, I had several people I didn't even know. Like, when I would go mm-hmm. to cross country meets, because I'm now race for the high school, yeah. I had people come up to me and be like, are you Annalie Wilson? You're that girl yeah. that's speaking up, right? Or stuff like that. So, yeah.
If you can remember back to that moment, I know there was a lot going on because it seems like you were pretty confused. Like, why are people looking at me that way? What is the attitude? Can you remember in hindsight what the demeanor of the transgender athlete was when all that was happening?
He didn't seem very, I mean, he just seemed like everything was normal. Yeah. He won. He seemed pretty happy. I don't think he seemed very affected by it.
Yeah, gotcha.
Until later.
So what, you decided to go speak at this event in Wenatchee. Mm-hmm. Riley Gaines was there. How cool was that to get to meet and talk to Riley?
It was really cool. She's yeah. a great person. It was really cool to actually meet her because someone gave me her book, but to actually meet her in person was really cool.
Yeah, there was a lot of other young women there. Mm-hmm. Amongst, because you guys live where? What's your school district?
Eastmont High School.
Eastmont High School, yeah. It seemed like, I've never seen so many young girls at a Republican event in particular, and I know they were there yeah. to see Riley Gaines and to hear you speak as well, but how normalized is that kind of conversation where you're at? Because here, there are school districts where you would be in the minority if you were talking out about transgender athletes. Like, that would not be a conversation that was allowed at all to occur. So how open do you guys feel out there being able to have that conversation amongst peers? Do you feel like it's okay and it's acceptable?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I think expressing how you feel. I mean, I've never had problems with, like, mm-hmm. speaking out to friends about it and stuff.
Yeah, so there's no teachers being like, don't do that.
No.
There's no parents being like, don't do that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I've always had just my parents telling me to just use my voice yeah. and stand up.
I have urged you guys to take the First Mark Challenge. Why? We all need insurance. Why else? We could all save a little bit of money. So many undivided viewers and listeners throughout 2024 saved thousands upon thousands of dollars by doing the First Mark Challenge. What does it entail? Well, you schedule some time with First Mark, firstmarkinsurance.com, firstmarkinsurance.com. They'll go over all your current insurance plans with you, talk about your insurance needs, and then they'll go out, they'll shop the market for you, and they'll come back with their recommendations. Undivided viewer Sarah just finished the First Mark Challenge. She said, we're now saving over $1,100 annually for our auto and home combo. We did end up paying more for earthquake insurance than we are now, but First Mark told us our earthquake coverage was terrible, so we needed to pay a little more to know that we're properly covered should a quake happen. She said, I'm so glad I finally talked to them. My only complaint is that we should have made this change months ago. And I hear so many stories like that. So don't wait. Take the First Mark Challenge today. FirstMarkInsurance.com, FirstMarkInsurance.com. The very best part is they work for you. Did you notice how the market responded right after the election? Are you happy with how your retirement portfolio is positioned? Is your portfolio actively managed? Well, maybe it's time to get another perspective. It's always smart to get a second opinion when it comes to critical health decisions. Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, feels it's no different when it comes to the health of your retirement portfolio. You can get that second opinion with Bulwark's free Know Your Risk Portfolio Review, where they'll cover the impacts of the election, an outlook for 2025, plus a full reveal of how Bulwark Network is always looking for opportunities to lower risk, lower cost, and give your retirement as much upside as possible. You only get one retirement. Get a second opinion. Schedule your free portfolio review now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. The real estate market has been pretty slow, but that doesn't mean that you can't still get a great price for your home. So if you're thinking about selling your home in 2025, reach out to our friend Wes Jones of sellwithwes.com. Sellwithwes.com. Wes and his team have an innovative marketing strategy to make sure that your home stands out when it hits the market. He can also help make sure that any cosmetic upgrades to your home are made. He can manage those projects. They can even help you pay for it up front through something called their Listing Boost Concierge Service. So make sure you check that out. Go to their website, sellwithwes.com. Start by using their home value calculator to see how much your home is worth. It might be worth more than you think. Sellwithwes.com, a better way to sell your home. So you obviously got a wonderful welcome from that room, you know, from your peers, from your parents, from your coaches, from your teachers, but you got a lot of hate online.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what the reaction was from some people on the internet?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see a lot of stuff my mom didn't really want me to see, but like just hearing a lot of the things like you're selfish, you guys are transphobic, like just a ton of things like that. And hearing that as at the time I was only like 14, it was just a lot, like especially for being that young. It's like I'm not any of those things. I actually care a lot about people. I'm a caring person. I'm a good person. So hearing those things about me that aren't true, it's just, it's hard.
I mean, there are a lot of people your age who would be subjected to that because that's a level of online hate and attention that very few people get, let alone people who are your age. So was there an element of you who that wanted to just sort of back away from it?
I mean, sometimes it definitely was like kind of sad hearing those things. And like recently I asked my parents if I could get Instagram and other social media, and they said no because of all that stuff. So I mean, hearing that stuff, like, it kind of did make me sad sometimes. But I know that I don't want any of my friends to go through something like that or anyone else, so I know this is the right thing to do.
What grade are you in right now?
Ninth.
Is that technically high school where you're at?
Yeah,
it is. Okay, so you're still involved in athletics besides track. What else?
Basketball I'm doing right now.
Yeah. So, and you plan on continuing that through high school, right?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. So we've been talking about the WIAA, and there have been two proposals that were introduced that would change how the state deals with transgender athletes. So there's the Amendment 7 and 8. One of them would do, it would make a third category. Basically, there'd be the boys, the girls, and then an open category for someone else. And then, as you know, the other one would say girls are protected. And then if, you know, you're gender diverse, you can compete with the boys if you want to. Which one do you prefer?
I mean, either one would be a good option. But I think having maybe just like an open category would be better. But I know for sports like basketball, like team sports, that'd be a lot harder.
Hard to build a team with that.
Yeah, with like so few people. So, I mean, either one. Just whatever can make it more fair.
So what are you doing to try to get the WIAA to pass one of those?
So we we went to some school board meetings, and I met with the superintendent of Eastmont, and I had some talks with her about it. And then, yeah, we went to several school board meetings. We listened to what they were proposing, and I talked to, like, teachers about, like, what I should do, things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and your school is in support of you speaking out on behalf of those amendments or in support of those amendments?
Yes.
What do you make of the fact that they're even being considered? Because I'll be honest, when we first met, I did not expect that.
It really surprised me, but I mean, it definitely gives me hope that like things can change. It made me happy hearing that.
Yeah. For anybody with the WIAA or who has voting authority with that entity who's going to make a decision on those, what would you tell them? How would you convince them that this is the right thing to do?
Because girls need some, like, they need to be able to compete fairly, and we work hard, so we deserve to have, like, equal competition with each other and not just be, like, have to deal with it and have to just be quiet about it and say that this is the way the world is now.
Yeah. How do you think it'll make transgender athletes feel? So you talked, again, you really had a lot of empathy for because there are even adults who are very vitriolic towards transgender athletes. And at the end of the day, they're still kids. You know, I don't agree with a biological boy competing against you, but it's still a kid. And yeah, I don't like to see adults being mean to them. Mm-hmm. Right. If transgender athletes like are put in their own category, for instance, or can't compete with the girls, but can compete with the boys. I mean, do you have a concern about how that might impact them or?
I mean, I haven't really thought about that as much, but I mean, it could impact mm-hmm. them just because they could see that as like discrimination or that's unfair to them. Mm-hmm. But I think they have to realize that it's not fair to us at all. Exactly. So we just need something that's going to help balance it out, because having guys compete in girls sports, just it's not right.
Undivided is sponsored in part by Future 42, making Washington a place for all to prosper. If you're frustrated by the results of the last election or frustrated by the direction of what's happening in Washington state, sign up for Future 42's newsletter to be alerted to opportunities to turn that frustration into action and actively get involved in making our communities and our state a better place. Future42.org, Future42.org. We all know that it's a difficult political environment for landlords, big and small, in Washington state. With new restrictions, new bills, new requirements, new taxes, you need to make sure that you have someone in your corner as a landlord to help you navigate this environment. Become a member of RHA today, the Rental Housing Association of Washington. RHAWA.org, RHAWA.org. It's about $260 a year. And not only do they advocate for landlords every single year when it comes to policymaking decisions, so you're helping when you become a member with that kind of work, but they're also going to be in your corner as a landlord, help you navigate the legalese, the difficult world of regulations that can vary city to city, county to county, and obviously state to state. So especially if you're a small to mid-sized landlord and you don't want to go it in this political environment on your own, become a member of RHA today. RHAWA.org, RHAWA.org. All right, the new year is upon us. That means you might be making some sort of New Year's resolution. How many of you are planning on making a New Year's resolution to lose weight or get healthy? We particularly feel that pressure after the holidays because, let's be honest, there's a lot of food intake involved in the holidays, and you might be feeling less than ideal, like you put on a few pounds, low on energy. Well, I have something that you can do for yourself today. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Ryan Coogan and his team over at Eastside Weight Loss Clinic. I lost 30 pounds in 2 months on the Eastside Weight Loss Clinic program, and I've been able to keep it off for 2 years through some simple, healthy lifestyle changes. There's no drugs, no injections, no strenuous workout routines. They just teach you what to eat in the right portions and how to take steps to keep the weight off for life. So do what I did, what so many other Undivided viewers and listeners have done. Schedule your free 15-minute consultation with Dr. C today. EastsideWeightLossClinic.com. That's EastsideWeightLossClinic.com. Who do you think needs to speak up more about this issue? So you're speaking up, you know, people mm-hmm. like Riley Gaines are speaking up. Who would you like to, because you're 15 now?
Yeah.
15. As a 15-year-old, one of my favorite things about your speech you said at the end was like, here I am doing this. Like, adults need to stand up for us, right?
Here I am speaking up, hoping that adults will step up and do what is right to protect and keep women's sports fair and safe for biological girls.
What groups of adults should be speaking up more than they are?
Adults who have authority, voting rights, the WIA, things like that.
The politicians.
Yeah.
We should take you to Olympia. Have you been to Olympia to talk about these issues at all?
No.
Have you been in touch with any lawmakers that have? Your mom's nodding yes. A couple state lawmakers? Shelly Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And Senator Judy Warnock.
Okay.
Oh, those are great. She says, yes. I was like, they were adults. I don't know what they did. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I think would be helpful is if state lawmakers are willing. There's a couple bills that have been introduced that would protect girl sports. So Democrats in Olympia get to decide whether they want to give those bills a hearing, whether they even want to have a hearing, consider them at all. Would you be willing to go down to Olympia and testify at a hearing if on this issue, if they were willing to do that?
Yeah.
You would?
I would.
It's scary.
That would be a little scary, but yeah. I would do it.
I'd come hang out with you.
Okay.
Just to make sure the Democrats are nice to you.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of And it's not, I don't think it should be a right versus left issue. I don't think it should be a political issue. It's just kind of common sense, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's not fair. It doesn't make any sense. But it's become kind of a political issue. And, mm-hmm. you know, for a lot of Democrats in Olympia who support these policies, they think it's about protecting transgender athletes, like predominantly. And mm-hmm. they believe that if it you think you're a girl, you should be able to participate with the girls and yeah. vice versa. So I guess if there were an opportunity in Olympia to speak to those politicians who think that the way things are right now is fair, how would you get across to them that it is not fair?
I mean, ask anyone who's gone through the same experience as me. Mm-hmm. If you had anyone who's competed against a transgender athlete who's biologically a boy, mm-hmm. I mean, they would say the same thing. Like, I'm sure there's several other stories out there just like mine of girls working like extremely hard, several practices a day, different sports, keeping up grades, like handling a ton of stuff, and then they end up going and competing, and this is what happens. So, I mean, I'm sure if they listen to other girls' stories, they would hear that this is obviously not working.
Yeah. So what if this happens to you again? What if you're playing basketball or you're on a track meet and you're going to be competing against a biological boy? Have you and your parents discussed what you'll do in that circumstance?
Not really.
If it's track, would you compete in the race?
See, I'm not really sure. I don't know about it because
it's quite possible. It's different. Yeah, it's different with basketball because it's a team sport, right?
Yeah.
So if you decided to walk away, then you're kind of like walking away from your team. But with mm-hmm. track and field, you know, it's an individual sport, and so you'd have a decision to make. I mean, mm-hmm. just sitting here, I know you haven't thought it through, but would you feel comfortable running against a biological boy again?
I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So, no.
It's hard because people want young female athletes to like stand up for themselves and mm-hmm. quit or whatever it is. But I imagine it's not that easy for you, like to just say, well, I'm not going to run then. I'm not yeah. going to do something.
I mean,
I like.
I love track. It's like something I work hard for.
Yeah.
I want to get better. Potentially maybe for college, if I could run track, I totally would. I mean, it's something that I really love. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and this is obviously a conversation in college athletics as well. What do you make of Riley Gaines and, you know, the message that she shared that day and just the extent to which she's been able to bring awareness to this issue?
I think she's an amazing person, really inspiring yeah. to hear, really cool to see her stand up. Definitely helps me like stay strong through like people's hate online, things like that, because just seeing her, knowing that what she's doing is right and how confident she is, definitely helps me.
Yeah. And what would you say to your parents? I know they're sitting in here. I've had your dad on the show. He didn't want to be, but he did it anyway. I was like, I've never had someone who didn't want to do an interview so bad in his life, but he did it anyway. I mean, your mom on the show, they're like mm-hmm. your biggest defenders and supporters. I mean, what has it meant to you to have them in your corner so much during this?
They definitely like help me make decisions. They help me keep going and they help me know that I'm still a good person, even with things that people say. And I really look up to them just knowing that they want me to use my voice and they want me to speak up.
Yeah. What is the biggest lesson you've taken away as a young woman from this whole thing, going through it, speaking out about it?
Probably that even though people are going to say, you're wrong, you're a terrible person, things like that, a whole bunch of other stuff, that as long as you keep going and you stand up for what you believe in, you know that what you believe in is right, you can make a change or you can at least bring awareness.
I love that. And for other people who, adults even, who might feel the way you feel, but they haven't found the bravery to say it, what would you say to them?
That we need them to help us speak up, because if we have more people speak up and like make this like a issue, like make this more aware, that we can definitely like bring more change to it and help hopefully this become not an issue anymore.
Yeah, really hopeful about the WIAA. Mm-hmm. So a lot to look forward to in 2025.
Really excited.
And I think that you have helped. I mean, if that happens, you will have been a part of it. And I think that's something to really be proud of. So anything else, Annalie?
No, I think that's it.
No, that's it. No, anything else you want to talk about? Talk about politics. We could talk about Donald Trump. We can talk about who you have a crush on, how your grades are. Nothing?
No.
No. Okay, good. Well, I appreciate you coming all the way over to talk to us. Keep
Thank
speaking
you.
Out, and you're going to make a difference on this. I know it.
Thank you so much.
As Annalie and I discussed there, the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association is going to be deciding in the coming months whether to protect girls' sports in Washington state. So do not wait. Make your voice heard on the issue, whether it's Amendment 7 or Amendment 8 that you prefer. Please email the WIAA to make your opinion on the issue known. That has been episode 4 in our special series, Truth Tellers. Coming up on episode 5, we're sitting down with Tamara Pitsky. Tamara Pitsky first rose to national attention after she wrote an op-ed in the Free Press detailing how her employer, MultiCare, was essentially forcing therapists like herself to refer young children to the gender clinic at Marybridge. She put her foot down. She ended up being out of work. She's now in private practice. Tamara Pitsky has been, in my opinion, one of the most important truth tellers of the past year. We look forward to having her on. You can watch Truth Tellers for free across all of our platforms, but if you'd like to support the work of Undivided, you can do that for just $5 a month by signing up at undividedpod.com. That's undividedpod.com.